A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Huang. Replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Huang.
Here's what we are tracking today. Technology stocks are down again on Wall Street, weighing down on the major indices, and it was a pretty choppy session. We had markets swinging between green and red before closing lower. And to get a bigger picture, we've got with us Stephen Innes. He is the head of trading for Asia Pacific at Owenda. Morning, Stephen. How are you doing?
Hi, Ryan. How are things today?
Fantastic. So let's talk about what's happening in the market, Stephen. We saw this bounce on Friday. Didn't last long. Wall Street back in the red. And looking at the opening numbers in Asia, we're in the green right now. What is the market thinking?
Well, you know, after such a tumultuous week, it's hard to really, for investors to get back in the saddle, especially given the plethora of risks and, you know, the building storm clouds on the horizon, really. Risk sentiment really does remain on its back foot. And not so surprisingly, you know, we've got the Brexit issues, we've got the Italian budget, we've got, you know, obviously the lingering U.S.-China trade tensions, and now we throw the Saudi Arabia issue into the equation. And
the missing journalist.
So, yeah, you know, so things just don't seem to be getting better. But I still think the market's always looking at this interest rate issue. Higher interest rates are negative. I'm not viewing that as the big issue here. What I'm constantly viewing here is China uncertainty. I think China remains the biggest significant risk for global markets. And the fact that their economy is slowing down and the tariffs are not helping out the issue is really denting not only local economies, but also having a negative impact on global economies. So I think we need to get this tariff thing straightened away and get the second biggest economy shipwrighted. Otherwise, we could be in for more doom and gloom as we move through the remainder of 2018.
Okay, Stephen, so there are a lot of moving parts and headlines, moving markets. One of the things that people are watching out for is the latest earnings season. We had some banks like JP Morgan, Bank of America, both of them beat estimates, but the stocks finished lower. What's behind the drop in these stocks and reaction to the earnings so far?
Well, you know, it's all about higher interest rates as far as the banks are concerned. So we saw a big bounce on earnings, but there's still even growing uncertainty about the path of interest rates from the Federal Reserve Board, particularly if this equity market turns into a bigger rout, especially if it leads towards December. This could bring a lot of uncertainty into the Fed's rate hike trajectory. Certainly, historically, we've seen the Fed's pause for cause in the wake of market tumult, so it's not too much of a stretch to assume that a global meltdown would give rise to the U.S. holding interest rates. But at this point, there still remains a high level of uncertainty. So I think when things are uncertain, investors like to take profit. And I think that's what we're seeing on financial markets right now.
All right, Stephen Innes, head of trading for Asia Pacific at Owenda, helping us to get a bigger picture on what's happening in the markets right now. Stephen, what's your view on the valuations on the markets, especially in the U.S., technology stocks? What are you favoring right now?
Oh, they're just ridiculously high. I mean, unquestionably, we're just at the peaks of year peaks and markets continue to go up. But I think there's a reality check, hitting the markets, not necessarily the fact that higher interest rates, again, are weighing on sentiment. I quite view the Federal Reserve Board increasing interest rates as a sign that the economy is doing very well, not as a signal that you should be selling your equities. But I think that this thing is deeper rooted here. I think we've been carrying on these geopolitical tensions for far too long, and there doesn't seem to be any sign, you know, of this recovering. And I think it's certainly denting global growth narrative. And I think this is a big concern. What we've seen over the past few months is that the U.S. has been anomalously robust, not only from the economy, but also the markets. The big question is, given the pile of global risks in the market right now, how can the U.S. continue to do well? That's the big question. And I think this realization is seeding home now with investors globally.
All right, Stephen. So your advice for investors, many of them jumped in on these FANG stocks quite a while ago, and they might be looking at some losses right now. What's your advice to them? Selling to strength, cut losses, buy more?
Well, I think from my perspective, buying blue chip banks is a long-term proposition. I think this is one of these hold strategies. I think banks year in and year out are going to continue to outperform. most globally, perhaps with the exception in Japan, which have had almost a decade long of low interest rates. But even there, we're starting to see the Bank of Japan start to float trial balloons up that they're probably going to be moving interest rates up in the not too distant future. And even there, you can see financial stocks doing well. I think over time, financial stocks are always an important element of everybody's portfolio.
How about technology sector right now? If they're holding on to the FANG stocks like Netflix, Amazon, Twitter?
Yeah, again, it's one of these buy and hold propositions. If you're looking to trade, the speculatively is one thing, but if you're looking to buy and hold, I think the buy and hold strategy over a longer term period will certainly do well because once we get through this phase of trade war, I think the global economies will start to pick up again. And one of the big facts that technology is really concerned about is how well the Asian markets have embraced technology, and I think they'll continue to embrace technology, especially as the population gets wealthier and starts buying more expensive products. This is a really key sector. Just look at the advances we've made in e-commerce in China over the past few years. I think this is going to continue to accelerate, and these stocks should always remain in the forefront, or will continue to remain in the forefront despite quite significant dips this year. But again, this is all because of the global trade tensions, not necessarily because they're a bad purchase.
All right, Stephen, thank you so much. We have to keep it there. Have a good day ahead. Stephen Innes, Head of Trading for Asia Pacific at Oanda, speaking to us on The Bigger Picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance.